Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for staying with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things that are there. We got some announcements to make later in the week. I'm looking forward to that. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I've been talking about it all day long on the show, and this is the day. This is the official first day of Small Business Week, and this is my 10th year to celebrate small business with you and to support the SBA, to come to Washington, D.C., and to help them with all of their activities, and it's just been it's one of the best things I do all year long. I consider this to be my annual pilgrimage. We come up here a number of other times during the year, but this is my annual pilgrimage to celebrate Small Business Week. And we have somebody with us who feels just as strongly as I do, just as devoted as I am to small business owners. And that's someone you've heard on my show before. Many of you have seen him in other places. And if you're from the Cincinnati area, from the 1st Congressional District of Ohio, you know him very well. He's Congressman Steve Chabot. He's also Congressman Chabot is also the ranking member. That means he's the top Republican on the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives, in the U.S. House of Representatives. And he's our friend, Congressman Chabot. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you and your listeners, especially this week, since it is Small Business Week. And the important role that is played by small business in this country, I think, really cannot be overemphasized.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, Congressman, I like to take any opportunity I can to point out the contribution that small business owners make. They sign the checks, the front, not the back. They sign the front of the checks of the paychecks of over 70 million Americans.
That's
one
exactly
at a time.
Right. That's exactly right. And those Americans take those paychecks and support their families and make this the great country that it is. And I really think that it's important that we think, not just this week, but every week, how important small businesses are to the country. The fact that, for example, when you look at the economy and how the stock market right now is at all-time highs, and
right.
We have 60 to 80% of the jobs that have been created over the past decade and this year have been created not by the large corporations, but by small business folks. And we need to make
That's
sure
exactly.
that the Yeah, we need to make sure that the government policies emphasize and encourage entrepreneurship and small business folks and not make it tougher to be successful as a small business person in this country.
The only jobs that government creates are government jobs. The jobs that the marketplace needs the most, that our economy needs the most, are the jobs in the marketplace. And government doesn't create those jobs, but they can create an environment in which people like me and the millions of other small business owners can flourish, can thrive, and create those jobs.
That's exactly right. And things like tax policy, keeping taxes as low as possible and trying to simplify the tax code, which is far too complicated, is something that we could do directly to affect positively the success of small business in this country. I mean, when you look at what we all just did over the past month or two and actually had to file so recently our income tax forms, think how complicated they are and how much time has to be spent not improving your business but just trying to comply with all the paperwork and pay so much taxes to the government. And if we can simplify the tax code and get taxes lower, I think we can keep this economy going for a long time into the future.
I was reading something the other day. Is it and I hate to say this number because it's almost I don't remember the exact number, but it almost blows me away. And it was the number was in the billions. I think it was something like maybe 2 billion hours are spent in a year preparing the taxes and dealing with taxes.
It's an incredible amount of time. And if you took the tax code and put it on top of each other, because it's many volumes, it would be eight Bibles thick. And it's almost incomprehensible. You need a general, you know, many people go to a tax service or get an expensive accountant or attorney to just help them to figure out how much they owe. And
I don't even try, Congressman. I don't even attempt.
Yeah,
I just say here.
But not anymore, Jim. It's just far too complicated, especially with the AMT. You know, you're figuring out your taxes twice, and that has become more and more difficult for people to figure out. And it's, of course, hitting people, a lot of small business people, that it was never intended to hit. It was supposed to hit the very top wealthiest folks who, for one reason or another, were paying no taxes, and now it's hitting a lot of people it was never intended to hit.
Regular folks. And, of course, Congressman Chavez talking about the alternative minimum tax. When we come back, I'm going to ask the congressman about what he's going to say on the stage today. He and I are going to be on the same stage today. What are some things he's going to say to the small business audience? And also, I want to know, if he could change the tax code, what kind of a tax system would we have? 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with our good friend and your good friend. Whether you know it or not, Congressman Steve Chabot is the ranking member of the Small Business Committee at the U.S. House of Representatives, and he has a lot of influence over the things that happen for us, to us, the small business, for us and to us. Sometimes our government, Congressman, we feel like our government does things for us, and sometimes we think they do things to us. And I for one, am glad that you're on that committee and that you're looking out for us, and we appreciate that. Today, you and I are going to be on the same stage. You're going to help me and the administrator. Administrator Preston, kick off Small Business Week, and I'm going to introduce him. He's going to introduce you. What are you going to tell our audience today?
Well, a number of things. I'm going to commend them, Jim, on how important they are to the country, and talk about some of the things that we're looking at in Congress right now. For example, we're looking at contracting, basically, federal contracting. Trying to make it more fair to small businesses. In the past, for example, there's been too much, I think, bundling of contracts that's kind of kept small businesses out of the process because they're just not big enough oftentimes to get these larger contracts, and it ultimately hurts the taxpayer because when you have fewer small businesses able to contract with the government, it means the government's paying a higher price than it otherwise should. And that's something that needs to be looked at. And so there's a whole range of things, I think, that we ought to talk about. There's a bill that
can I stop you for a second? Let me stop you for a second. On that bundling thing, folks, this is not set-asides. This is not to give small business owners something they don't deserve. It's just to make the playing field level so we can actually compete where we deserve to compete.
That's exactly right. And what we're basically talking about, Jim, is the fact that the government itself buys things from people. It has to have things done by the private sector. Much of the work is contracted out to the private sector. And when the government is paying for these services and these goods, it seems to me that the small business folks ought to get their fair share of that business.
If they qualify to provide it. Now, as I say, if you're not qualified, you're not going to get the work. But at least unlock the door so we can come in and compete.
That's right. And the taxpayer benefits, that's something I really want to emphasize here. We're not looking at a welfare program. We're looking at the government that needs services, needs goods. Let's let small business folks get their fair share of these federal contracts and make the process more comprehensible, too. That's one of the problems. Mm-hmm. The bureaucracy that's involved, the paperwork can be overwhelming. And if we really are allowing small businesses to compete, the taxpayer is going to get more bang for his or her buck at the federal level as well. So that's and we've had a hearing on this in the Small Business Committee, and we're going to continue to push for more fairness, a better shake for small business folks when it comes to contracting with the government.
You were talking about regulations, as you know, or you may know, when I started doing my show in '97, the average small business owner was paying $6,000 per employee per year just to comply with regulations, all regulations totaled, state, local, everything. In 2007, that number, according to the Chad Moutre over at the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy, he now says that's over $7,000 per employee per year for small business owners. We're going the wrong way, Congressman.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's unfortunate, but you know, it is getting more complicated. The government is growing, unfortunately. There are a lot of us that are small government people who think that there are limits to what our founding fathers intended for the government to do, but the larger it grows, the more it costs and the more complicated it is to deal with it. And it increases the paperwork, increases the red tape, and ultimately increases the taxes because somebody has to pay for all this additional paper pushing.
Exactly. Well, I think what happens is, Congressman, you tell me if I'm wrong, what happens is you guys in Congress come up with what's probably a pretty good idea, but you never intended for it to become a world unto itself with its own kings and knights, and you know, in other words, that when it becomes promulgated by the bureaucrats, it just gets out of hand, doesn't it?
Well, that's very true, and that's typically what happens. There will be good intentions, a bill passed, and it gets sent out to the bureaucracy. The federal code gets bigger. It has to be interpreted. You need people to interpret it. And it just continues to grow government. And the question is, do you want to have the private sector of the economy growing, or do you want to have the government sector growing? And I think the answer is clear, that you prefer to have the private sector because it's much more efficient than the government
sector. Exactly. Well, you know, and one example would be the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. That was a noble thought. That was a noble idea to create something like that for the people who needed it. But it's an example of something that's probably gotten out of hand.
It has, and again, the best intentions. We want to make sure that people who have disabilities, of particularly physical disabilities, but also mental disabilities, have the best opportunity possible in this society. But what's happened is we've had a whole industry of lawyers that are just looking for ways to sue people who are not in compliance.
Right.
And it may be the smallest thing. It may be an inch in a ramp or something. And rather than go in and tell them ahead of time, hey, there's a problem here, fix it, within the next few months or whatever, a lawsuit will be filed, sometimes a class action lawsuit.
Right.
And just to make the suit go away, they'll end up, settling the thing for thousands of dollars.
We don't have a legal representation in this country, folks. We have a legal industry. There's a difference. Stand by. When we come back, I am going to ask Congressman Shabbat, first off, what kind of a code would President Shabbat want to have? What kind of a tax code would he want us to have? Stay with us. 10 till. We'll be right back.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're celebrating Small Business Week. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Small Business Week. And Congressman Steve Shabbat is with us. He's first district of Ohio, representative from that district, which is the Cincinnati area. He's a ranking member of the House Small Business Committee, and he's here to help us kick off Small Business Week, and he and I are going to continue to do that today, later in the day at lunch at the Reagan Building when the SBA kicks off Small Business Week. Congressman Shabbat, before I ask you about the tax question, quickly, how do we contact you? How do we find you online? And tell us quickly how you prefer to be contacted. What's the best way? If we wanted to make sure we got a message to our member of Congress, what's the best way to do it these days?
Well, there's several ways. One way is just a phone call. One is a letter. One's email.
Which is the most effective?
It'd be hard to put one over the other. A phone call is always about the easiest way, I think.
Really?
I'm still a little old technology for that, but if they just call our number in Washington, all of the numbers, of course, are 202, so area code is 202, 225-2216. So area code 202-225-2216.
And if you ever go to one of their offices, folks, they got four or five folks sitting out front just answering the phone.
We get a lot of calls here, a lot of them.
Yeah, you do.
And
what about your website?
Yeah, website, the best way is www.house.gov /Chabot, C-H-A-B-O-T. But if you go on house.gov, you know, you're on the House website, House of Representatives. So www.house.gov for government. It's really pretty simple. And then you'll see all the members of Congress on there, and my name begins with a C. Even though it sounds like it would be an S, it's C, C-H-A-B-O-T.
All right. Now, let's say that we've just elected you president, and you have the opportunity to change the tax code. There are a number of proposals out there have been over the years, that the flat tax that Steve Forbes has proposed on this show many times. He's written a book about the topic. Some people think there ought to be a value-added tax. Some people think, you know, the one we've got is just fine. What would you do?
I would immediately put a sunset on the tax code that we have, and I've been a co-sponsor of that bill forever. And what that means is you say next year or 2 years out or 3 years out, this tax code that we have now ends. So it would force Congress's hand to enact a new code. And the new code would be one of two things as far as I'm concerned, and I could live with either one. One would be to go to a flat tax, or a flatter, simpler, fairer tax. It wouldn't be as complicated as the one we got at the Cincinnati Enquirer. I happen to be from Cincinnati. They did a story on this a while back, and they said you could send it in on a postcard each year. You know, this is how much I made. Here's the percent. Here's what I pay. So, I mean, that seems good to me. But the alternative is to get rid of the IRS altogether, get rid of income taxes, and go to a national sales tax. Now, I would not support doing both, because I'm concerned that if you have the income taxes,
that's what they have in Europe.
That's right. So I wouldn't go for both. But if we could get rid of all income taxes and you just pay a flat percent, I'd go with that in a heartbeat. So either one of those to me would be much preferable to what we have now.
Well, the key to any kind of reform, Congressman Chabot, is what you said at the very beginning, and that's to sunset the existing code, which is in essence repealing the 16th Amendment, right?
Pretty much. I mean,
because you'd have to do that. If you didn't repeal the 16th Amendment, you're going to wind up somewhere down the road when you and I are dead and gone. Somebody's going to resurrect another tax and add that on, like they have in Europe.
Yeah. So I mean, you're right. I mean, that's the problem is it's difficult to amend the Constitution. It takes a 2/3 vote in the House, a 2/3 vote in the Senate, and then 3/4 of the state legislatures have to enact it. So,
but see, that's the reason why. That's the reason why, in my opinion, replacing the current code with a tax code, with a flat tax, would be the quickest alternative, because you wouldn't have to amend the Constitution. You could leave the 16th Amendment. You just change the method by which you collected.
That's exactly right, and I think if the public saw the way, you know, how much simpler it was, I think they'd be so much happier. We'd spend so much less time worrying about taxes. It would be so much more understandable. You wouldn't have people cheating the tax system to the extent that you have today. And since there wouldn't be as many people cheating the system, you wouldn't every person wouldn't have to pay as much either. So it just makes all the sense in the world. And
Congressman
businesses
Chabot,
could use their time, Jim. Businesses could use their time more productively. I mean, you know, unless you have a tax, an outfit like H&R Block that does other people's taxes, would they have a disadvantage? Yeah, they probably wouldn't be as good under this. But you could spend your time and your effort to doing what you've been successful at. That's promoting.
And our resources and our capital. Hey, Congressman Chabot, thank you for helping us celebrate Small Business Week. I'm looking forward to seeing you later today.
I look forward to it too, Jim. And thank you to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Congressman Steve Chabot, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.